Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Fade to Gray Network.
Hallelujah.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
I blow the wind of God on you.
I said we need a Pentecostal revival.
A Pentecost.
We are a people rich in extraordinary dealings, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. This isn't business as usual. My God, we need a revival. And where are his champions?
The Lord is here.
Revival is coming.
Need the Holy Ghost. Fulfill the Holy Ghost, yes. Let me drink, speak in tongues. Who wants the money? What you give him? Yeah. The red. It's the Lord has worked. He wears us for the cost.
I'm trying to help somebody.
We're going to have a red-hot revival
of hellfire.
I love to preach on this break.
My name is Elizabeth. I'm on this episode.
And I'm Chris.
I'm not sure.
And I am Seth.
And we're so happy to be here.
So happy.
And I am Omar, and I'm happy to be here as well. And just really
he is
excited.
So excited. Can you tell everybody?
So excited about this conference, this quote-unquote revival. And really,
there's no quotes, Omar. It's going to be a revival.
Because it's coming.
Praise the Lord.
It's coming. I don't know when it's coming, but hey, Paul said it was coming for the last 1,000 years. And so we're living in those last days.
No one knows
how many last days there are. But no, yes, the revival is coming. For us, the last days are in 2 weeks. It's May 16th and 17th, guys. Mark it on your calendars. We're going to say this over and over again, and you're going to hear a lot about it.
May 16th and 17th. May 16th and 17th.
Live. Go ahead and hit that follow button. Go ahead and get the notifications. So, you know, if you haven't already, it's funny, some of our friends we've had for like over a year that we've worked with and stuff are now following us. Like, hey, welcome to following Fade to Gray. since we've announced this conference happening, people are just wanting to stay up to date, and that's awesome. And we are trying to let people know stuff as soon as it comes. And if you want to stay up to date faster, please join Patreon as little as $5 a month. And there, you know, we talk with our community, and you can, you know things as soon as we know them, really.
Omar, why are we doing a revival? What does it mean?
Well, I mean, honestly, we get into this a little bit later live during the conversation, but like, yeah, the question that people have, like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing a conference even? Like, I mean, everyone knows, well, not everybody. If you grew up in the South, everybody has heard the word revival, whether or not you've been to church or not. And obviously, with being the post-deconstruction podcast that we are, we have some religious trauma around the word revival, or at least I do, in my Southern Baptist church and my AG churches.
I'm so upset about revival.
The whole reason that we're doing a conference, the idea of doing a conference, it's just a catchy name, guys. Revival is just a catchy name, play on words, it's a joke. But the whole reason we're doing this conference, Seth, why are we doing a conference?
Yeah, Seth.
Many reasons. One, we are in the middle of a global pandemic, and we are all quarantined into our homes. And by hosting a conference online, we will be able to bring people together around a common theme and entertaining speakers.
Amen.
Amen, amen. And praise the Lord, restrictions are lifting. You know, President Trump, everything he has done is working. You know, we got our stimulus checks and our letters in the mail.
I'm so excited.
And Jesus Trump has saved us once again.
He did such a great job with this COVID problem. I'm pretty sure he's going to get 4 more years. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right, Seth?
I opened my mail yesterday, and I received a letter from the White House of the United States of America congratulating me on receiving a deposit of my own money from the President of the United States. It was truly an event. And, you know, I'm just wondering the cost of the paper to send those damn letters. Am I paying for that too?
And Sharpie?
Could I, if he didn't want to send out the letters, could we have received more money? I'm just wondering. But anyways.
Maybe 50 cents more.
Chris, and I'm so happy that you love Trump. I'm so happy to hear it. You and your Republican friends, may you live forever and another.
Is that true? Chris Trump loves Trump.
Well, apparently, all he does is praise anytime anyone.
I've never heard Seth or Seth. I definitely never heard Seth praise Trump. But I've never heard Chris praise Trump either.
Well, I'm actually the one that told Seth, or even like questioned to Seth about how much it costs just to send the damn letter. I'm very, very critical of the president. In fact, those checks should not have been signed by Donald Trump because he doesn't have the money to back them. You know who's backing that? You know who should have signed
it? Oh, here we go.
China.
Okay. But we're here to talk about a conference. So let's talk about a conference. So
yeah.
I mentioned how it's going to bring people together. It's going to be a way of uniting people. But another reason why we're doing this is because we have put together a set list of people that I think have a lot to share and are going to be thoroughly entertaining. And so this is an exciting
100%
time.
100%, Seth, I agree. And I want to thank right off the bat that we just thank all of the speakers who've been willing to come on.
Yes.
I mean, we don't know what we're doing, but the exciting thing about this time is nobody really knows what we're doing. This is a great idea Elizabeth had, Chris had, and you know, we're running with it. And I mean, I've been involved with many conferences like in real life. This is the first time I've done anything like this live or online, and that's most of the reason why it's free. That, and we just care. We want to put content out there when people are quarantined, like Seth just said. But I really, really, really want to thank each and every one of the speakers, to Rick Ross, David Lunsford, Renee Ocean, Carl Idlewild, Aaron Weiss, big, big thank you, obviously. Ukulele Russ, you're the man.
Amanda Martin.
We have Amanda Martin. I love you. You're my girl. Robert Monson, thank you so much for being able to do this just last minute. We just met you like a week ago, and you're willing to kind of put yourself out there. And each and every one of the speakers, each and every one of these speakers are excited, have something to say, but don't really know what it's going to look like. So just bear with us all. And that's one of the things I want to say. Aaron Weiss is not doing a concert. Just so all of you Me Without You fans know, I love the guy. He agreed to do a couple songs, but I know that there's a whole lot of excitement about him coming. I'm excited about him being there. He's agreed to do an interview, you know, talk about some of his songs, do some songs. But we are host, like Ukulele Russ, Dave Lunsford are doing concert style sets. Aaron Weiss's set is going to be more of an interview style sort of thing. So just letting everybody know that if there's any confusion, we'd love to have you guys join Patreon now, hang out with us, be able to possibly Q&A with all of our speakers. We're asking them, you know, to give us the time. They're all agreeing to do this for free. They're amazing individuals, so like we're not expecting that time.
They're the best
for any of them. So it's kind of like it's a risk. And if you're only wanting to join Patreon just to talk to Aaron, please don't. Like as much as we want to join or grow our Patreon, we really do. We offer an amazing online community, and like hopefully you believe in what we're doing with Fade to Gray. But if it's just to speak with Aaron, maybe not, because I can't guarantee it's going to happen. That's the main thing. If I could guarantee, but all these people, they're their own person. And I can't.
Well, plus he's having issues. He doesn't even have internet. So I mean,
exactly.
You know, he's going to be going to his neighbor's house to be able to join us, and we're just not 100% certain about what's going to happen with that. You know, hopefully everything works out great, but we don't want you all to get invested into it and then it not to happen. So,
yeah. But the whole idea is during the webinar, the live online conference, there's going to be a chat room for people to talk and interact there with the moderator and the people who are the other. What's it called, Elizabeth? You're either a panelist or you're
an attendee.
So, and all is the way it works, does all the attendees can talk to each other during the conference?
The attendees can chat in a chat box, and they can send questions to the panelists in a separate chat box. The panelists have access to the chat box where you guys can interact via chatting, but it's really cool how they have it organized so that we don't miss any of your questions. They have the separate Q&A place so that we make sure we're there. The panelists can see what you're asking and make sure to answer all your questions. So it's a pretty cool setup. I got to use it for my conference, and I'm excited to use it again for this one.
And that we can guarantee will happen during all the speakers and whoever's there. You'll have access to the entire conference, even when we're not going live. And so, you know, maybe there might be some interaction, but we can't promise anything. We'll just see how it flows. I'm super excited
right.
about it, but it's a huge risk. I mean, we're just putting ourselves out there for you guys. If you've been listening to Fade to Gray from the beginning, or maybe you heard about us at the beginning, we're not the same. We've changed a lot. We no longer have 2,000 members on our team, down to 4, and it's really
we all fit into one screen on Zoom. You don't have to swipe to see us in a panel view. But yeah, I wanted to mention too. With the whole chatting and asking questions and stuff like that, we are going to be posting our webinar live, and it'll be on Facebook, Twitter, whatnot. And you can ask questions there. The disadvantage will be that your questions may not get answered. if you want your questions answered, you'll want to join our Patreon so that you can be on the webinar as an attendee and have your questions seen by the panelists.
Thanks for clarifying that, babe.
So.
Well said. Awesome. Yeah, exactly. So as low as $5 a month, please, you know, join the community. If not, that's completely fine too. We are happy to bring you guys free content May 16th and 17th. Now, enjoy the live show. Fade to Gray podcast is live now.
Are you ready for a revival?
Like right this second. Preach.
Can I get a witness? Amen, brother.
What pass. Is the sound?
Pass the collection of plate. I don't know.
I don't. This is like not. This doesn't sound good, people.
Pass
that hurt the ears.
Snakes.
Pass the snakes.
I'm having religious trauma.
You're the most anointed. Do not handle the snakes unless Jesus really loves you. If you have any doubt, don't touch the viper.
Don't touch the viper. Whatever you do.
Surely they're just garden snakes, right?
Do not touch the snake. No, I've never heard that one before.
I named the viper after my male member in the lower region of my body.
The guy that delivers your mail?
That's inappropriate.
He might be a viper.
I don't have a rim shot there for that. But.
This doesn't sound like a revival.
My middle child looks like him. I don't know.
Snake oh my gosh.
Anyway, joking. They all look like me. Hi, everybody. Welcome on Facebook. Yes, we're talking about some exciting news. Fade to Gray.
I'm so excited.
Fade to Gray Network is bringing our very first Big Tent Revival, aka conference, free online conference. Will you quit making that goddamn noise? All I hear is
the keys.
No, the racket in your room, like not the music being played. Like,
Shit! Come
on, this is like. Some really horrible, I feel like when people go live and they're trying to like play music because they have nothing else to do, like, yeah, it's bad.
Turn off my toy.
We can do better. We can do better. I love you.
I thought it was great, right. Elizabeth.
Thanks,
It
Chris.
Really put me in the mood for a revival.
Hallelujah.
Okay, time out. So this post is called Revival is Coming.
It yes? is coming. Yes. If, okay. you, if you say it, it will come.
It's coming. So it's what, coming.
Hold up. Now, rewind, because
he's not a major anymore.
It's coming.
He's not.
When I hear the word revival, okay,
a man on the cross.
I'm thinking about the man on the cross.
All
right, not thinking about the man on the cross.
When I think of revival, I think of worship music. I think of family getting together. I think of meals. I think of praise and worship. Can I get an amen?
Revival?
Like that?
No, when feed I... you in revival. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Holy Spirit moves too much to feed you in revival. You've never been to a revival. If you've been eating at a revival, you've never actually been to a revival.
You're Girl. Supposed to feed That's off a... the Spirit.
That's a potluck.
See? Yeah.
You went to potlucks, dude.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Laid back.
You didn't experience
so
real revival, Seth.
But listen. Okay,
you never knew Jesus.
So how can Fade to Gray do a revival? I mean, has Chris converted to Christianity? Is
he
gonna get up there and sing us a lullaby? Like, what's happening?
With the lineup that we got, Seth, I think I will. We've got an incredible lineup for this conference, and
yeah?
It literally saved me. I felt the love of God in this.
In this Chili's tonight.
All right. So if we have to explain it, Seth, I'll explain it to you.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's what we call.
We need it explained.
It's what we call a joke in layman's terms. And so basically, it's when you take something that's ironic, and
yep.
and you play on
Isn't
it. So
are
you, I think it's funny think? Personally that a lot of churches will plan revival services.
They'll plan
like
them.
Anything
yeah.
that I've ever understood from like my understanding of God and the Bible and Christianity is that you don't plan for a move of God. God moves when he wants to move. He comes when he wants to come.
You can't plan when the Spirit is coming. It's wild.
And it's funny to say in most revivals that my denomination was a part of. So I grew up Southern Baptist and then was Assemblies of God, and both had their own form of revivals. And the Southern Baptist is more from my childhood, the big tent, you know, stuff. You set up the tent, people in town are like, what's going on? It's a carnival. And, you know, and you pass out flyers, you have, you know, like basically like a sideshow. It kind of like is a carnival in a lot of ways. And a lot of those things, a lot of those are very evangelical, very turn or burn, preaching the hell message. What's going on over there, Chris? You got some
Chad Johnson.
What did he say? What the hell did Chad say?
I'm fearful to know.
So Chad says, I'm only watching the conference if Seth actually wears an angel outfit while Chris pees on him. Otherwise, I'll watch regular church online.
That's funny. We'll get into that cartoon here in a second because I want to give a shout out to Danker at Fiverr. I love that guy. If you love our cartoons, he's over at Fiverr. I'll put the link on our website. I think the link is on our website for our cartoonist, and he deserves mad respect. It's a lot of fun.
Chad continues, what is being revived? Omar's understanding of the Bible?
Chad, I invite you on for a Bible off on an episode. We'll have somebody, come on, we'll go Bible to Bible. I'll use the message. You can use your King Jimmy.
Wasn't that a thing in one of those denominations? Is it Awana's Club? They do those.
Oh yeah, I've been in some
Bible trivia Bibles thing.
In Master's Commission,
cult,
yeah, in that cult that I was in, like we used to have to memorize like 500 verses a year.
Chad says, "Let's go
250 250 halfway through the year, and then like another 250, and I think that number's correct.
No, if Chad Johnson really wanted to go on a scripture game off, like, you know, like they used to do in, it was a scripture club where you used to compete. Chad'll know. I don't know what
Awana's
it was called.
Awana's.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You mean what Elizabeth was just talking about a second ago?
Yes. Correct.
Put Grindr down and we're recording a podcast.
Why are you hiling Hitler?
He's got his arm.
Seth,
you can finish your thought if you want to, but yes, that is where they have the Bible. I don't know if that's trivia, Bible trivia or whatever they call it. Anyway.
Yes.
So we figured it'd be fun for Fade to Gray on our online conference to play off of that name because we're in a post-deconstruction conference. It's not all religious. There's going to be some religion talk. It's really a headline. I am so excited about the names that we have.
Same.
It kind of just fell together, and let's just kind of talk about how this whole thing just happened. First of all,
interesting combination.
Seth, there's a pussy in your lap.
There is. That's gonna be great for the listeners, you know, that aren't watching us live. Anyway, so Elizabeth just got done doing a conference, her first online conference for her podcast, Four in Tow. What was the name of it, babe? Homeschool or
Parent Teacher Conference. It was called Parent Teacher Conference.
So clever.
And it was to encourage homeschool parents on their journeys through homeschooling.
And it was
fairly well received. I had a goal of selling 50 tickets, and we made it to 36 the night before the conference, which freaked me out, but covered expenses, so that was great. And it was a good experience. So,
and see, we are even better than other podcasts because we offer our conferences for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I'm joking, but honestly, like, we're giving perks. There is a little bait and switch. I'll just put it up front. Like, everything online is free. We're gonna try to have it on Twitter at the same time as Facebook Live on a couple of different. We'll share it so people can watch throughout the day. But if you're a Patreon or interested in maybe having a breakout session with one of the speakers that are on the list, I think all of them have agreed to a 15, 20 minute at least, like, hangout breakout session.
Omar, who's on the list?
Okay. We'll get to that. We talk
it
about
doesn't matter.
Let's talk about how this happened and then get to the list. So, like, because we're bouncing all over the place. So basically, what was I saying before you said that, Chris?
You were talking about how it's free.
All right. Yes. Okay.
And you were summarizing how it's free.
And I'm trying to. Yes. What the heck, Chris? I'm trying to sell the Patreon.
Hang on a minute.
Right now.
How far back are we going?
To what?
You wanted to back up.
No.
You wanted to back up and tell how the conference started.
Yeah. Well, we did that with you because you did your conference.
Oh. Okay.
And then.
And so the guys got jealous and decided to do their own.
It wasn't jealous. It was a great idea. It was a great idea. So we needed to back up far enough for us to like fully acknowledge that Elizabeth had a very good idea.
It really was Elizabeth's brainchild. So
thank you. Yeah. You are a genius. I love you. You're beautiful. And then
love you too.
And then we said, hey, why not? Let's try doing this. We had some speakers that we were kind of already talking to about maybe coming up down the pipeline, and we went ahead and said, hey, how does May 16th sound to you? This is what we're looking at doing. They were all generous and on board because it's obviously it's a free thing unless you, you know, pay $5 a month, it's a webinar. And so right now we're actually doing the webinar feature on Zoom, which would allow our Patreons to like basically have a behind the scenes look at what's going on when we're not going live, you know, like in the preparation stuff. And so they'll be able to be in on the conference all day long, in and out. You know, we'll have breaks obviously during those 30-minute breaks, maybe sometimes you'll get to see how much, the banter between me and Seth. If you haven't, you know, heard some of the, like the little clips we've been putting in later,
banter,
drama between
drama.
Call it what it is. I love you, Seth. You're beautiful too.
Is the whole thing is I have made diligent attempts at decreasing my drama, and guess who's brought the drama to me? That's
me?
The whole thing. So it's like I can quit, but then Omar, you bring it to me. So we're just drama. It's just how we are. It's just how it is.
What?
It's okay.
See, I've noticed a pattern though, where you say drama, and I'm like, that was drama, and anyway, moving along, fun antics at Fade to Gray. Please be part of the family. It's so much fun. It really is. I do love these guys. You know, over the last year and a half, 2 years now, going on 2 years, we've grown a lot. We've seen a lot. You know, like it's our so-called friends or influences have grown a little bit. It's been fun. So that's how we have some of these speakers. So let's get into that. So that's, if anybody's watching on Facebook right now, that's what they want to know is the headline.
Yes, Serena's watching. Hi, Serena. Really good to see your name pop up there.
I'm laughing so hard at Chad right now. He's like, no, don't move along.
We're like 10 minutes into a Facebook Live and we still haven't announced who's on the set list.
Of course, because as soon as we start talking about that, people are going to leave. So we're just keeping them, you know, watching. It's good for the ratings. We're
Chad, they put me in the closet, Chad. Just so you know.
Chad lives in the closet. What do you mean?
I had nothing to do with that. Innocent of this matter.
Oof.
My hands are clean.
Oof.
Did you hear that one, Chris? You like that one?
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this lineup. Okay. So I'm very excited. Lineup. I'm going to talk about one and then somebody else can take somebody else. I'm going to talk about Rick Allen Ross, not Rick Ross the rapper. So that would be awesome as well. Like maybe one day, but Rick Allen Ross, this dude, I believe it's the Coat Institute. Actually see what it is. Exact name of his. Basically, he is the cult expert. He is legally considered an expert. He testifies in trials, and I think at least when I heard him on one podcast, he said 11 states, and I think there was like more than that, where like legally he can determine whether or not a fringe organization or some sort of religious sect, and sometimes it's not, has nothing to do with religion at all, you know, is a destructive cult. And he also makes a very distinctive difference between a cult and a destructive cult. And and we can get into a little bit of that, obviously, with my history in YWAM and Master's Commission and Fundamentalist Christianity. There's a lot of things that kind of overlap that could be cultish, but maybe not full-blown cult. And also, this guy was, he's deprogrammed Branch Davidians. He's, you know, he was kind of in the scenes on Waco and some of these other, like, he is basically the forerunning expert on all things cult and cult related. And so I'm going to get deprogrammed in a couple weeks. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've always wanted to start a cult, and I think this guy's going to tell me that I probably shouldn't. So we'll stick with the commune instead.
Yeah. Well, Rick Ross is going to be very, very exciting to hear from. I'm super excited to hear what he has to say on cults. Maybe give us some insight into some of that activity. Who else do we got?
We have Robert Munson. And this guy,
he's a great dude.
He really is.
Yeah.
Fade to Gray, we actually interviewed him. Was it last week or a few weeks ago?
Can I just... This should be coming out soon, right?
Say that again.
It's coming out very soon. I'm going to release this this weekend, and then like the next one, I believe, is Robert Munson that's on deck, and he is an amazing dude. Before we get start talking about Robert, I looked up Rick Ross's information because the dude deserves the respect. Let me just say, he is the author of the book Cults Inside and Out, How People Get In and How People Get In and Can Get Out. I'm reading, so bear with me. And the name of his institute is the Cult Education Institute. So big ups to him and what he's doing, and so excited. So moving on to Robert Munson, tell us about him, Seth.
Well, this guy has an incredible story of survival, resilience, among factors and things that were out of his control. And he has taken that journey and he's turned it to helping others, specifically helping reach out to the African-American community. He had this, I mean, and he brings up something in our interview that I found very stark. Like I heard, I was like, whoa, I'd never even considered that for a lot of people who are not Caucasian, have a difficult time connecting to God in America because they have to go through the white evangelical lens. And how ironic is a book about brown and black people? You have to go through a white evangelical lens to actually understand. And he has taken like wanting to you know, reach out to the African American community and change that. And so he does scholarships and helps African-American college students when they're struggling. And runs a podcast and has
runs three podcasts.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's
awesome dude. Like I fell in love with him right away. I mean, obviously I was excited because we don't get a lot of black people. And so I was like, my brother, I can breathe easy. And then he was just so much fun. He felt like right at home, and I'm so happy to be working with him again, like so soon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's an awesome guy. I'm super stoked.
He's gonna be great. Yeah, I'm actually really excited about Carl Idlewild and Renee Ocean.
I bet you are. You perv.
You would be.
I really want to hear you describe this one. Please go.
I'm just gonna say they're gonna be doing some sexy talk, and that's all you need to know.
What does that have to do with revival?
Hey, if
sex, baby.
If it weren't
let's talk
for
about
sex,
you
we wouldn't even
me.
Be able to have a revival. Am I right?
You're right.
That's your logic.
You need to procreate in order to create life. So yes,
that's right. Okay, Song of Solomon. That's all I'm going to say. All right, read that book and tell me that sex isn't, you know, a good thing, even if it is with a concubine.
It's all metaphors, Chris. Wait, they don't actually have sex. Okay, come on.
Oh, okay.
But no, yes. That's going to be exciting. So.
Well, I mean, can we just let the cat out of the bag about what they
yeah.
do? I mean,
come on.
With names like Carl Idlewild and Renee Ocean, Can you guess?
Just what let your mind doing? Wander.
What are they doing?
What do you think?
Wander down that gutter. It's okay. It's okay. You're probably Corn. Right.
Sorry.
So essentially,
so Chris is the one like introducing like these people, and he's like the most uncomfortable about it, about talking about sex. But yes, these are amateur porn stars who are trying to have the one guy's a friend of ours, Carl, who's always kind of wanted to get into porn, and his partner, you know, is very supportive, and he has some really good ideas. Like the whole thing is, and I'm gonna do a horrible job explaining it for him. I'm upset. Seth, you rescue me here in a second. But let me finish this thought, then you please rescue me. But his whole thing is like wanting to do it in a sex positive way.
Yeah, it's all about sex positivity.
Because this guy came from a religious background and really suppressed a lot of things as he was growing up, and always thought sex as something dirty. But, you know, in the back of his mind, this is something he kind of always wanted to do. And as he's kind of become more free in himself and these relationships, he's fulfilling a lifelong dream. And I think, I mean, say what you will about that industry, because there's a really, I mean, I would agree with a lot of things that might be said if you get into sex trafficking, all the negative things about that industry. So for the listening to his vision and like where he's going with this, I think it's interesting, if nothing else. Go ahead, Seth.
Woo! Our numbers have peaked since we started talking about sex.
I want to say two things.
Don't stop.
The two things.
What's that?
One, like,
Seth,
if I was gonna be in the porn industry, right now is not the time I'd want to be doing.
You don't want COVID.
Not in the midst of the COVID pandemic. No, thank you.
Everybody's a mask.
Yeah, but you got to create content because everyone that's in quarantine has already seen all the porn. They're ready for new porn.
This is the time to create the content.
There's already a lot out there. So, second thing.
How do you know?
What's your search history look like, Seth?
So,
how many are you in?
Second thing. So, the second
that he knows
this is
of.
On Facebook Live right now.
You don't have
I
sex.
Have
you
like
you don't have sex, do you?
I have bosses on my platform. Can we not?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Seth never has sex. He is an angel. If you have not seen
so
the
okay,
cartoon, if you've not seen the cartoon, he is an angel. So I am
an angel being pissed on by Chris. Shocker.
That's
shocker.
That's done like this. That's two of the pink and one of the stink. Oh. Talking.
So let's talk. So let's talk. Let's get
on.
Let's move on. Moving on. So Elizabeth, if you can understand Fade to Gray podcast and what we're about, all right, we are bringing you a conference with a lineup like none other.
Definitely like
leader,
none other.
A cult leader. Who is
who's the cult leader? Like.
Oh, crap. Cult expert. I was talking about someone later on.
David Koresh is going to be on our podcast.
Talking about a cult expert. Here's your lineup. A cult expert who's going to give us all kinds of knowledge. Then we're going to sit down with a social activist with a Christian message trying to help and serve humanity. Tied up and followed by a sex talk with two porn stars.
Of course they're tied
Welcome
up if they're talking about
to
sex.
Fade to Gray.
Well, I mean, as the schedule goes, though, we have skipped over one of my favorite people that has been on the podcast and worked with us a couple of times. David Lunsford and his beautiful wife, Lisa, are coming on and talking about God, spirituality, and how was it titled? Did somebody write that down earlier when we were talking about it? I had it pulled up.
Nope. Yes.
I did not write it down.
I did.
Like, basically, he's talking about co-living with, you know, somebody that maybe doesn't believe the same way, but he titled it much better than I can. God, spirituality, and Seth, you want to do this because you keep trying. Go ahead. Go, Seth.
Be
go.
Assertive. Be assertive.
You can do it. You can do it. Talk.
I'm over it now. Read it.
God, spirituality, and emotional wellness. Dave and Lisa Lunsford. He will be right after Robert Munson and right before Carl and Renee. So we'll keep it wholesome for most of the day. Right before
the sexy time for night,
the evening sexy time, moving in to what is best described, if you are a fan of the show or listen at all, something like a live open mic. If you are new to the show and you're just checking us out, curious about what's going on, can best be compared to maybe a VH1 singer-songwriter. And if you weren't born in 1980, then you probably don't know what that is either. So basically, it's like live acoustic sets. Well, we'll get into, I'm not going to talk about the headliner yet or one of the people that like apparently has a cult following. But I will talk about Ukulele Russ, who is not acoustic, and he has like a whole show. He's been love you, Russ, up out in Alaska. He's been keeping people entertained during the quarantine. He's a lot of fun. He's a comedian. He's a musician, does some really cool things with the Loop.
He's actually super talented.
Yeah, like great voice.
Yeah, he really is talented. Yeah.
And so he's going to probably eat up a lot of our time in that set, but also David will be opening us up. So basically, you get a little kind of nice, refreshing, wholesome sandwich with your sex. You have Dave and his wife talking about, you know, living together. They might get into some sexual stuff. We'll see. And then to kick off our evening of open mic, live open mics, Dave's going to probably play for about 20-30 minutes some of his songs that he has written and tell you about that journey. And he is a lot of fun. I love that guy. Uke Russ, I just talked about him. Somebody else want to talk about our third musician, if there is music involved?
Well, before we get to that, quick, our girl Amanda Martin from Snapbacks and Sports Bras will also be giving us a little... Yeah, she'll be giving us a little comedy routine, too. So she's awesome. Hilarious. If you haven't heard any of her stand-up, she is going to be sharing with us, too. So
she's so great.
Lesbian podcaster.
That is perhaps one of the things I'm looking most forward to in regards this conference.
Is me too. Talk. Amanda, our expectations are really high.
I mean, she's just amazing in so many ways.
She is.
She's so great. Yeah. And our, you know, the cult following headliner guy, I guess you could say, that may or may not play music. we're still working that out with him. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's in a little band called Me Without You. His name is Aaron Weiss.
What?
Remember them.
Yeah. He's a cool guy. Like he's a very intriguing guy. Somebody who for years ate out of the dumpster, you know, for every meal, refused to pay for, you know, food whenever there was perfectly good food in the trash. He, you know, the tour bus ran on vegetable oil, cause they didn't want to pay for gas or whatever. Kind of a beatnik and also very spiritually diverse. Parents come from a different background. So anyway, he's going to be very interesting to have, and he's definitely committed to doing it. We just don't know exactly what he's going to do just yet. We're hoping a few songs, and then of course, you know, a Q&A and some, I guess, maybe a little bit of his story and stuff. So that's kind of what we're looking for.
Well, his whole situation's interesting, and you know, kind of has. There's two things about this conference. I'm very excited about all of our speakers and how everything came together. And I think it's just the right time for it to have happened with everybody being on quarantine and being offered something free for people to kind of come together, let people know what Fade to Grey Network's all about. We've been through a lot of changes in the last couple of years. But I am nervous as all get out, I guess, if I try to keep it PG for some reason. And I'm nervous as fuck because for two reasons. Like basically Aaron Weiss, I didn't realize like how you motherfuckers out there like love this guy so much. He's awesome. I've spoken with him a few times. I'm really excited to get him on the show. I think it's a big get. Thank you, Paul Matthew Harrison, for helping make that happen.
Seriously. PMH, you rule.
And so it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we talked about, he's like, hey, you know, you cool playing a couple songs? He's like, yeah. And then we posted yesterday the lineup, you know, and, you know, called it a concert. And all of you fans got super excited, started following us, started liking, which I love it. Please like, subscribe, 5-star review, all this shizdiz. become Patreon, meet some of the speakers, hang out with us. Anyway, like, it's awesome, but it's kind of freaky, you know. It's just kind of like, oh wow, okay, so this is gonna, it's kind of a big deal. This dude's a big deal. You know, he doesn't even have internet at his house. He has to go to his neighbors to be, in order to do this, you know. So there's a big factor involved, like, is this even gonna like work out technologically wise? So it's fun, it's exciting, and you know, it could be the detriment of us all. not really. It's gonna be a full day, if you haven't noticed. That's just day one of the conference, by the way, guys. We
haven't even talked about day two yet. Jeez.
Yeah. We won't have to go into that a whole lot. Basically, what we're offering on the second day is we're jumping on live again. So if you guys enjoyed the first day and you want some more, we're all gonna just feature our shows that we have. Whether we do a Movies That Molded Me with me, Chris and Elizabeth, working on the guest for that. It might be somebody that you all know, maybe. And that'll be a lot of fun.
Fingers
doing
crossed.
Doing also a live mental with the old boy Seth.
Not Seth.
What's up? I will.
And then as well as a live Four in Tow, which I don't know, has that ever been
done? It's gonna
be lit. gonna be Liddy with your homeschool. All you homeschool freaks out there.
It has not been done live before, unless you count my webinar, but we didn't post that live. It was just a live recording with people watching.
Well,
which
now
still
it's gonna
freaks
be
me out.
It's gonna be amazing.
Really live. Yeah, I'm actually waiting on my speaker to confirm with me, so see how I'll be able to announce that soon.
Dope. So that's the weekend. Mark it on your calendars. Get ready. May 16th and 17th. That's the webinar feature she was talking about. The webinar feature is open to the Patreons. Everything else is going to be completely free, whether you watch on Facebook or on Twitter. Definitely posting on Facebook, but sharing to Twitter. So however you get down with your live videos, we'll be around all day. May take a couple breaks.
Down with the DC talk.
In the middle, but we'll be around. So put that little notification thing on. Go ahead and follow Fade to Gray right now if you don't already. So when we go live, you don't miss anybody that you really want to see. And we will be posting
That's right.
more graphics in the coming week about actual hard times. So you can have
I'm hard just thinking about this thing.
Rub that
me too
out.
Me too.
It's gonna be awesome.
I got Seth distracted thinking about my wife being hard.
Get that image out of my head.
I just took like, everybody's brain
like home. The image of you in a dress in the cartoon, Seth. I love that.
Can we just talk about how appropriate it is that you're pissing on me in that picture?
I'd like to say that I had no say so in this graphic, but it turned out perfect.
My favorite part is my keyboard. I know we're all talking about Seth's dress and Chris's piss, but my keyboard, if you look at it, it's
hilarious.
It's a computer keyboard.
It's hilarious. And that
it's a computer keyboard.
She is playing. She's leading us all
on a desk.
From a computer she's keyboard that's not even attached to a computer. So that was a lot of fun. That was it's a wireless keyboard.
That
okay,
was a
guys.
Lost in translation movement.
So Danker, our guy who does all of our cartoon graphics for us, that I mentioned Fiverr, and so from day one.
Thank you, Keener. It is fire.
Danker.
Yes.
Not Keener. Danker.
No,
Keener
Andrew Keener.
Thanks, Keener. Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I was like, I didn't say that right. Anyway, I was telling him to have her play, standing behind a keyboard playing, and I didn't realize at first that it wasn't an actual piano keyboard. Like I think Chris was the first one to point it out, and then I was like,
I was like,
that's a computer keyboard.
I was like, that's hilarious, though. I was like, it's not on purpose, but it's even better somehow. And so, and I actually did ask him, I'm like, did you do that on purpose? And he's like, I didn't really know what you were talking about. My, you know, we looked it up and both images came up and we just chose one.
I mean, could that graphic be any danker?
Ah, I get it. Check him out on Fiverr if you need any cartoon needs. That's great. His turnaround, he's always delivered as he's promised.
Dude, he's so quick at it. Yeah.
And I am a little bit worried of the lack of recognition of the fact that I'm standing there holding snakes and everyone's just like, yeah, that's normal though. Like,
we all expect it. Yeah.
What is that? So what does that even mean?
I don't know.
It means that people expect you to do wild and crazy things, Omar.
I guess. That's
your snake king, perhaps.
I thought we weren't going to do a Tiger King reference this episode.
Oh, please.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't
reference it. I really need therapy.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. We're all very excited about it. We are excited to announce this to you all. And I put it on a Me Without You like fan page on Facebook yesterday. And immediately we got like several follows from those people over there. And they were really cool. Like,
thanks,
asking,
guys.
Is this legit? And I was like, yeah, it's legit.
As far as we know. We're going to make it as legit as possible. That's the thing is, like, I'm excited. A little bit of mine and my wife's history. We've come from, you know, big church backgrounds and leadership, and have been part of conferences for other things that, you know, were not maybe our vision. And so it's really fun to be working hard to bring you something that is our vision. It's one of these lineups. I'm looking at the lineup myself. Obviously, like, I would definitely be interested in checking out a couple of these. Honestly, even if I didn't know who they were, you guys, every one of these speakers are going to be amazing.
They're going to be great.
But you should definitely check out a couple of them. Start in the morning. It's going to be early, 11 o'clock Eastern is when we're starting. So you West Coast people, you know, if you want to get out of your cult you're in, please wake up early enough to hear what Rick Ross has to say.
But yeah. If you're just stuck inside with COVID, you can tune into our church, our little revival that morning. Right.
And if you're really curious of like what this group right here is like 6 hours into working with each other, you then join Patreon for the behind the scenes stuff that happens in between, because we'll take turns moderating, but really it's all about the speakers and their message and the things that they're bringing, as not as much as showcasing like who we are. Is more about the platform, allowing people to tell their stories and allowing people to get their brand out in a very unique way. We like to here at Fade to Gray, that used to be a tagline for a first season or two,
right?
Here at Fade to Gray,
we like to create a safe space, in a very real way.
That was totally me. That was Seth. Safe space,
but in a way where it's like you're talking to like your friends. Like, so many times we've heard our guests tell us, you know, they end up telling us stories that they weren't planning on telling us, and they're completely comfortable with us having them because they're like, yeah, I mean, you guys just seem like really cool people, and I want to tell you this. And that's why I like doing what I'm doing here, because everybody has a story to tell that's important. And a lot of times people will have walls and barriers built up to not allow themselves, people to see that part of them. But really, that's we need more of that, especially at a time right now where we're social distancing and everybody's living their life through a computer screen and being afraid to like actually like interact anymore. I think creating a space where people can be vulnerable, but not take themselves too seriously. Another tagline, like then we're doing a service, and I'm proud to be part of it. So thank you, guys.
And don't forget, the safe space that we create is made of rich mahogany.
I was waiting for that. Another season one throwback.
Seth, how many dick pics have you swiped left on since we started this thing?
I'm going to deflect that comment. And I'm going to repeat it with
fun. He swiped right, Chris.
Whatever.
I'm going to come back with a totally egotistical and selfish comment, but I think has some validity. We talk about guests coming on and wanting to share their story, and when they come on, they ask more. They share more than they had expected. And yes, I think that is true. And yes, I think that our camaraderie has a big thing to do with it. But let's not forget, you also have a licensed clinical social helping in this situation. And yes, Chris almost fell out of his chair. You're welcome.
And that's why you wear the angel wings, Seth. We couldn't do this without you. You are my hero.
Oh my gosh.
Pat yourself on the back. Honestly, this team. We started out, we were talking about this earlier, talking about all this throwback stuff. We'll wrap this thing up for you guys soon. But we had, what, total of 12, 13 people at one point that have been involved with Fade to Gray at one point or another. And I'd like to say to each and every one of you.
At one point or other, yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
It was, the time was right.
Mason, Heath, Renee, Ethan, George.
Lena.
Andy.
Can't forget Andy. He's the most recent departure.
Can't remember Andy.
People, I still think of Andy as being part of the team.
Did you say Chombi?
I know, I do too.
Chombi.
Oh, you're going to trouble.
I feel like we're missing somebody.
You won't hear this. No, we already said Lena.
We said her.
Did we say Renee already?
Yeah, I already said Renee.
Anyway, if you guys have been listening to us at all from the beginning, you know that this was used to be a very crowded podcast. And
we used to get made fun of a lot,
and I'm realizing now
for that
I'm actually really happy.
From Seth when he was only tens of thousands.
So what, Seth, when he was in middle school?
So what'd you do, Seth? You went and joined another podcast where there's like 39 people on it. Like after we whittled down to four.
He missed you guys. All of you who decided to leave, he misses
However,
you so much.
I will join another
podcast.
I will just say, though, that joining that podcast has paid some pretty big dividends to Fade to Gray in regards to some of our interviews lately. I mean, there are some really cool people involved.
Yeah.
Not only on that podcast, but connected to people in that podcast. It's like a network treasure chest.
Yeah.
And shout out to Carl. It's
really
a hard
cool
thing to do.
People.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing. Too many podcasters by Carl and Laura Forehand.
You know what? Carl was so nice to me on my birthday. He sent me a private message to wish me happy birthday and to let me know. He sent me a link that I could buy his book for only 99 cents.
I'm trying to help somebody.
Well, there was a sale going on, Chris.
He went there
at that time.
Well, that,
oh my gosh.
Okay. I don't have a response to that.
Moving on.
It was
it's a
little
bold.
It's a little nice. Bold.
The point is.
Been on for a long
time. Reel this back in. Reel this back in. The point of that was we started out with a lot of people. I made a joke about other podcasts doing that. It's hard to do. But yes.
Very hard.
I love, although I miss people. I feel like this fit is right. I feel like it's now's the time to kind of put ourselves out there more because this is Fade to Gray. The personalities that you see here, are the most important people in my life. My wife's here, so I can say that. My kids, they're close, but obviously, I'm here with these guys. My kids are, I don't know what they're doing. Sleeping, I guess.
It's 10:30 at night. I hope they're sleeping.
Yeah. We hope so.
That's very nice of you to say, Omar. And I really care about all of you guys too. You're incredible, Seth. I know I piss on you, quote unquote, a lot, but
metaphorically and physically.
No, never physically.
Hey, what you guys do in the hot tub is between the two of you.
Did you piss in the hot tub, Seth?
I did.
No, I did not piss in the hot tub. You what?
I can't help it. When I get into warm water like that.
I thought it was slightly yellow. Seth, you're a great dude. I'm super happy you're here. No. Elizabeth, you do a lot of behind the scenes work. Thank you for everything you do. Omar, you're the brains of the operation. Thank you for everything. You guys are great.
Love you. Yeah. See you guys later. No, see you. Seriously, check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're all out there on the socials. Check us out. We have a new website. Shout out to Charles C. It looks great. Check things out there. There's just a lot going on.
Podcast.com.
Mental's not on the website yet, but yes, it will be. It wasn't as of yesterday.
It's there today.
All right.
Lastly.
Okay, it's on the website too.
If you see that video out there about getting Mr. Beast on the podcast, please like and share. Let's get that motherfucker to pay attention.
Yes, we want Mr. Beast on.
Got to play you out now.
All right, play us out. Come to the altar, guys. Here we go. So that was the word brought to you by
your spirit,
the people of Fate to Gray.
In this place.
What I want you to do is get out your checkbook.
The Lord is here tonight.
And join Patreon.
Just add a zero.
Focus.
So that's seen.
So the conference is free.
Get on your knees.
Free, baby.
Free.
Salvation.
I only want Chris in my worship team.
Cost 10%.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's bad.
Porn stars too.
Jesus loves everyone.
Peace.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, have a great night.
And we're going to have a red hot revival
of hellfire.
How do I stop this thing on Facebook?
Up above.
Hellfire.
Stop live. Zoom. Later, guys.
I love the preacher.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.